To understand the state school voucher program, officially called the Choice Scholarship Program, you have to sift through a lot of numbers. A good place to start? Enrollment.
Well, it's grown quite a bit. The number of students using the Choice Scholarship Program has increased a lot year over year. There's no question about that.
That's Chad Timmerman, Governor Pence's education policy advisor. During the 2011-2012 school year, the first year for the Choice Scholarship Program, around 4,000 students enrolled. Last year, it was almost 30,000.
Obviously, with the doubling of students or whatever magnitude we're growing, that you're obviously going to spend more on the vouchers.
And spending more on vouchers, the state has. On paper, it costs less for the state to partially fund a child's private school tuition than fully fund their education at a public school. During the first 2 years of the program, Indiana actually saved money with the program. But fast forward to this year. According to the Department of Education's updated school choice report released in June, $40 million from the school funding formula is going towards vouchers. That's because the eligibility requirements have changed. Families that weren't eligible at the launch of the program 4 years ago now qualify for substantial subsidies.
The family will only be eligible if the child has spent at least two semesters in a public school.
That's former Governor Mitch Daniels talking about the voucher law after it passed the Indiana General Assembly in 2011. The original law mandated families try public schools before getting a voucher for private school.
If the public school delivers and succeeds, no one will seek these to exercise this choice.
In the 4 years since Daniels said that, qualifying for a voucher has dramatically changed. If a student gets a voucher 1 year, they'll get it again the next year. If the child has a sibling who gets a voucher, they automatically get one too. And if they received a scholarship from a state-approved scholarship fund, which currently are all school choice advocacy groups, you get a voucher. Expanding how a student gets a voucher means more middle-income families are joining the program. According to the DOE's report, half of the students receiving vouchers never even attended a public school. Steve Hinnefeld, an education policy analyst in the state, says this has changed the original intention of the law.
The big debate really is whether students who are receiving vouchers who have never attended public schools, whether they would have attended public schools if it weren't for the vouchers, or if their parents always intended to send them to private schools, figured out they'd find a way to pay for it, and now here's a voucher. And
that exact scenario is playing out across the state. Half of the students at Community Baptist Christian School in South Bend, one of the cities using the most vouchers, are enrolled using voucher dollars. Administrator Matt Fenton says a lot of those students fit the scenario Hinnefeld describes.
A lot of them were already here, but they qualified for vouchers, so they went on the voucher program. And over time, as we've advertised on the website, we've said that we're a voucher school, and we've had other families that have been able to take advantage of that.
And that means the state isn't saving money because these students would have never used state money for education. Timmerman says the governor's office plans to advocate to continue funding the voucher program, even if the rapid enrollment growth doesn't stop. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.